another edition of Monday Night America here on NDB Media. Of course, I'm your host. I know it says the scorekeeper here, but I got to fix that. For now, of course, it is Palpatine, I suppose. I'm in a different persona tonight. And, of course, again, I am your host, Roger Noriega. And we're doing Monday Night America. I believe we did something last week, and we're doing another one. Today is an important day in history, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonderful day in history when you consider that because of this day, it led to a great American victory. It may not be a wonderful day other than we're alive. We're 6 feet above ground. That is what I mean by being wonderful. But today is a holy day in American history. It is a sad day. It is one that we do need to remember. Of course, it is December 7th, 1941. In other parts of the world, it is December 8th. But since it happened in Hawaii, even though the ones that were doing it were on December 8th, where it happened is where history has it. Well, at least our history was on December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy, as President Roosevelt said the very next day when he called on Congress to declare war. And I believe everyone voted for war, and there was one abstention. That was it. No one else was against it. Of course, as we know what was going on at the time, Adolf Hitler was running amok along with Benito Mussolini throughout all of Europe and into parts of Africa as well. The Japanese, which a little bit of intellectual trivia, some people are stating that World War II actually began either in 1937 or even 1931. Traditionally, of course, we have it as on September 1st, 1939, when the all-out war began by Germany invading Poland. Of course, Japan was at war with China for some time prior to this. So take it as you will. But we do have people that are watching us, and we'd like to know where you are and where you hail from. It's always nice to know. If you want to go ahead and join us, you know what to do. If you want to give us a call, the number is on screen, 914-338-0314. And we thank you for spending time with us. We're going to get to it. There was a bit of news last week, which we're going to do some commentary on, of course. And that is that former American General Michael Flynn was pardoned by number 45, President Donald J. Trump. Now, with a pardon, you must know that even though he has been pardoned of his federal crimes, there are still state issues at play here. I'm not belittling it, but I am belittling the fact that he thinks he's out of trouble. No. And what really makes this bad is he pled guilty twice. Not once, twice. To the FBI. Over communicating with foreign powers prior to actually being in office. And there are some rules that you're supposed to keep. So, I have Thomas. Good evening, Thomas. Thank you for joining us. And there he is with his beautiful woman right there. I know that's sexist, but she's beautiful. I can't say it any other way. She's great. So thank you, Dream. Like I say, if you want to join, by all means, you can do a little bit of history and some current events. So you're obviously more than welcome. Thank you, Thomas. As you know, Thomas joins us on our sports program, and he's been, well, very few people know that for originally Tuesday Night in America, I got to put that one up, she did as well as both of you. You guys have been fighting the battles of life together. And no matter what has come of it, you guys have stayed strong, and you take it. Sometimes I don't know how you guys do it. You guys take it in stride, but each day you guys do some amazing stuff. From the outside looking in, and I'm not being condescending in any way whatsoever, I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of what you do, what you are doing with your family, and with your endeavors. As a matter of fact, I was stunned when you announced on Saturday that there is some expansion in the works. Yes, it must get bigger. A dream, if you would let everyone know what I'm talking about, and not necessarily the expansion, but if you type in the comment right now of your location and you can give us a link, it will show up on the feed. We love them hearts. We definitely love them hearts. Please, if you can go ahead and put a comment in there, it'll show up on the feed. I am so looking forward to being able to try some of that wonderful cuisine. He and his beautiful wife are doing some incredible stuff out in Nolens, and it's real good. Of course, I'm sure he's laughing at me now. And there it is. There it is. Hammond, Louisiana. Faux Grace. Or is it Faux? No, it's Faux Grace. they are two-time, I believe, award winners of the Faux Grace. I believe it's Faux Grace. Yeah, I think I did get that wrong. So if anyone has a right to correct me. Well, let's just say if he has a comment about my pronunciation, I'll listen. I don't know if he has the ability to correct me, because correcting my lexicon is in and of itself. But, yes, it's absolutely awesome. In Hammond, Louisiana, Faux Grace. They are community award winners, well-known, and I think it's absolutely awesome. And, of course, Thomas is one of the managers, or if not the manager, and he's doing a great job. Doing a great job, man. I'm not surprised. As a young man, he was a manager in other endeavors, which is something that we can talk about another day. But, yes, thank you, Dream, for Thomas, for joining us. I do want to talk about, as a matter of fact, I mentioned Flynn. What a lot of people don't realize is this thing is not over, and several judges are not throwing the cases out, and they can extend it. And it looks like it's going to extend long after the Trump thing. And what I mean by the Trump thing is in about a month and a half, he's gone, I believe. Yeah, I believe it is. January 20th, something happens. So I'm not gleeful. I'm just stating a fact. So these judges are ruling on, I believe it's Simmons is one of them. I don't know what the other one is, but these guys are really keen minds. And what's irritating the right is that these are judges that were chosen by the GOP. So I've always believed that the system is strong, and it's proving that the legal system is strong, and things are moving very well. But as I understand, Michael Flynn has accepted the pardon. And for those of you that know and don't know, once you accept a pardon, and this has been established by Supreme Court precedent, that if you accept the pardon, Sheriff Arpaio, it is the tacit guilt that you committed the crime. How is it that you're innocent and you will accept a pardon? It just doesn't work that way. If you accept a pardon, it is because you committed the crime. Michael Flynn is a two-time criminal. Felonies, lying to the FBI, doing things he wasn't supposed to. And there's other things. So go figure. Whoops. Oh, wait, was I supposed to put on there? Oops. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he's calling in. He's letting me know which number it is. I believe that is the number to the restaurant, which is really cool. And there you go. But, you know, be cool about that. You got to let him know you saw it here on NDB Media. And maybe he'll throw in something. Actually, I was thinking about this earlier. I was thinking, all right, Dream, how are we going to announce your restaurant, man, on all of our stuff? We got to set up a commercial. Okay, cool. Put it up. I'm old, dude. I need you to clarify that last statement. But this is great. There's a 30-second delay. I can play with these posts. But, yes, it is. Look, Hammond, Louisiana, Faux Grace, I believe that is correct. Or Thomas can post that no, he said wrong. We got to do it the other way. But there it is. So what is that? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's right. You did. Oh, my. That's right. You already educated me on that, and I should have known that. Oh, my goodness. That's right. That's right. And you even did that last time. Way to go, Dream. He set us straight on Sports Talk with a guy. And damn it, he was clear on that one. And I should have known it because I worked at a fast food joint restaurant. Not like, not like Fud Grace. So I like that. Very good. It's Kitchen Speak. Kitchen Speak 86 means out of. So it's pretty good. I like that one. And, of course, always when I'm live, people decide to call, and they're calling in right now. So I don't know if the feed is being caught on the Blog Talk Radio page, but it's just absolutely wonderful. So we do have a caller from the 605 area code. If you do want in, let us know, and just press 1 on your keypad. Area code 605. Where is that? Whoa, dude, calm down, man. All right, that's in South Dakota. So if you do want it, and there it is, sure enough. So we're going to bring the caller in right now. We'll talk about Michael a little bit more of Michael Flynn in just a moment. But caller, get ready. Let us know who you are and where you hail from, because you are now live on Monday Night America. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, my name's Joe. You're going to be talking about General Flynn?
Yes. Good evening, Joe. How are you?
How you doing? Okay.
I'm
did you hear
doing
about
well
the fact that he...
Night.
Good. Did you hear about the speculation that he might be calling for martial law?
That who would be calling for martial law?
Michael Flynn.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe, first of all, thank you for that. I did hear a little bit of scuttlebutt about the martial law, but I didn't realize that it was Michael Flynn that was calling for it. But, okay. No, let's continue this. No, I did not hear he was going to call for it. Knowing that he is a former general. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. Well, the general you may be talking about is probably McInerney. Am I correct?
Oh, no. It is Michael Flynn, right? The one that we were talking about.
Well, Michael Flynn is the one that you're talking about. It's the one that I brought up because you were talking about him. But the scuttlebutt about him, and I'm not quite sure if it's correct, is that he is with McInerney in his calling for martial law because of the election fraud. McInerney, in particular, outlines a 5-point plan that he would like Trump to enact in order to make sure that Biden and Harris and the rest of the Democrats don't take over America. So I was asking you if you knew about Flynn and his supposed calling for martial law. I'm not sure if Flynn is calling for martial law or not. I'm asking if you know about it.
Thank you, Joe. And I'm sorry about that, man, but thank you for clarifying it. No, I had not heard that he was going to call for it. I would be shocked if Michael Flynn would actually make that call. He dodged a bullet twice, that pardon.
Yeah.
And now he's going to do that? Wow. Okay. No, go on, Joe. Tell me what else that these guys are calling martial law.
He was on the same. Yeah. He was on the same program as General McInerney. He was on a program hosted by a Bannon or a Brandon Hauser. And so I was watching the video, and Flynn was he was asked to come on the show by McInerney. McInerney was supposed to be the true guest on the show. So Flynn was there for a few minutes, and I was kind of distracted, and I wasn't quite sure if Flynn had actually called for martial law. But the calling for martial law isn't supposed to be against Trump. It's supposed to be for Trump to enact in order to make sure that the republic stands as a republic. So he's not doing it. Yeah, he was pardoned by the president, but he's not going against him. He's going for him in case Trump decides to use martial law. So that's what the scenario is all about, supposedly.
Okay, fair enough. Joe, if I may ask you, which I am, I don't know why I'm going to ask you, but I'm doing so. Joe, do you believe that the election was fraudulent?
Absolutely. There's too many people who have signed affidavits at the risk of going to jail. A few, one has ended up in the hospital. More than a few have been threatened. Supposedly, state secretaries of state and state legislators have been threatened. I'd like to find out by whom. if they go along with Trump and the Supreme Court, and if they order a recount or an audit. Plus, besides the affidavits, there's a few videos which, in my mind, show that there's a very real possibility that election fraud had been enacted. Plus, when you take into consideration that, I think the official vote for Trump was around 74 million, which was 11 million more than he had garnered back in 2016. And Biden, who's shown pure signs of dementia, didn't really campaign. And the laws were changed back in October, I believe, either March, or let's say this year, close to the election, in order to allow mail-in ballots. Yeah, I believe election fraud was committed.
Okay, fair enough. To what extent? The exact number of votes, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I heard something today that President-elect Joe Biden is up by 7 million votes now. I'm curious, how much fraud is there? Is it 7 million votes, 9 million votes? What are we looking at?
I would speculate a couple of million votes. When you take a look at some of the videos of the witnesses from the state legislators, and they talk about machines being stuffed with ballots, being shoved into the machine three or four or five times, and a witness to the fact that boxes of ballots, thousands of ballots, were shipped in to be used as illegal votes. Yeah. When you have... I think in Georgia or Wisconsin, where they have state laws in which you cannot have, now forget about the mail-in ballots, the absentee ballots. You cannot vote via an absentee ballot unless you ask for it. I think you have to register for it, but when you ask for it, you register for it. Excuse me. And then when the ballots come in via the mail, they have to check those ballots, the signatures, with what's on record. And when unregistered mail absentee ballots come in and they're still counted, that's an illegal vote. When all of this has occurred throughout multiple districts in those swing states, I would say a lot of votes have been miscounted illegally. When the Dominion machines have been shown to have been faulty, who have been tabulating the results and flipping the votes from Trump, to Biden, and that particular machine and the software is widespread, it at the very least deserves investigations. But when the legislatures, who are in charge of this, seem to ignore the evidence, hundreds of people who have signed affidavits witnessing what they believe is voter fraud, and they're not investigating, that's a huge red flag to me.
All right, Joe, fair enough. I actually have seen the affidavits. I have seen the court cases. They're readily available, not even through Freedom of Information Act. They have been posted. And a lot of the affidavits are, and I'm generalizing, I don't want to say that they all are, but the affidavits that I've seen, the ones from Arizona, the ones from Nevada, claim that they witnessed someone else vote fraudulently. And they state that they witnessed fraud. Now,
right.
That is a claim. It is a genuine. And Joe, I don't want to ambush you, but I want to tell you, I am a poll worker myself. I have worked many polls and many elections since 1998. I am in California and in Los Angeles County, as a matter of fact. So I do want to let you know that. So if my view is a tad tainted, I need you to understand that.
No problem. Sure.
Okay, fair enough. Like I said, it's not even meant as an ambush. So, okay, anyway. Oh, my goodness, I was losing my train of thought. Okay, so I'm not talking about all the cases. I'm specifically referring to Arizona, Nevada, where they claim that they witnessed fraud. And, okay, so we have a legitimate claim. As a poll worker, I know these procedures. If you claim that someone committed fraud, you kind of have to say, well, you've got to identify that person. And in Arizona and Nevada, the vast majority of them didn't identify anyone. They said they just witnessed something. And I'm kind of like, well, then there's nothing that you can do right there. Because if you witness fraud, I know in California, and importantly in LA County, you have the options of challenging the voter, both the poll worker does, and the pertinent person witnessing. You can do it right then and there, and you can challenge them. If you do it after the fact, you can still challenge them, but you have to know who it is you're challenging. You can't just point to the person and say, that guy, that Roger right there, you know, me. You can't. You've got to know who it is. And that's, I have to tell you, the affidavits in Nevada and Arizona really basically said that. And that's why those cases were dismissed. I don't know what happened in Michigan. I don't know what happened in Wisconsin. And I definitely don't know what happened in Pennsylvania. So, again, I want to make that clear. In Georgia, everyone was shown this video that broke this weekend. I believe it was this week or late last week. Of a bunch of workers working and reaching for boxes underneath and saying that they were stuffing the machines over and over and over. Well, this is what I want to ask you, Joe. Do you have a cell phone? Joe? Did I lose you? Well, hopefully I didn't.
Hello?
Joe, are you there? Yeah, Joe, you there?
Hello? Oh, okay.
My
phone got down for a second. Sorry.
sorry about that. Joe, speaking of your phone, do you have a cell phone? Stupid question, right?
Well, I have a cell phone. I'm using it now, yeah.
Okay, yes. Does it have a camera?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what the percentage is, but I believe the vast majority of everyone in America, there's about 330 million of us, and I would hasten that about 200 million of us have modern phones with cameras. If there was voter fraud, where is the video from all the voter fraud? I'll tell you, if one cop raises his voice at someone, we have video. If a lady walks into a Starbucks and blows her top, there's video. A lot of people are contending these workers, not the people filing the affidavits, but these workers are saying there was fraud everywhere. Joe, I want to ask you, where is the video? These workers are defending America.
Yeah.
They were working there.
Right.
Where's the video, man?
Well, you've asked a good question. They should be. Yeah.
And who is committing the fraud? If they were there and they saw someone, where's the video of the act and who actually did it? There are no names, Joe. So okay. let me leave that there. And Joe, I'm not saying you're wrong, because look,
no, I understand
I'm
what you're saying,
old,
and
man.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
You make a good point. You have to ask questions.
Okay.
When we have modern technology today, which can actually record evidence, where is it? Yeah.
Okay, but Joe, I'm not naive. As I said, I'm 51 years old. I've been a poll worker. And oh, by the way, excuse me a moment. We do have another caller in the 562 area code. If you do want to join us, let us know. We'll go ahead and bring you in. And just go ahead and hit 1 on the keypad, and then we can bring you in if you want in. I believe I know who it is. You've been on hold for about 8 minutes. I'm sorry. But if you want in, by all means. Oh, all right. We're going to bring you in just a moment. So, okay, Joe. Again, I haven't worked every election, but I've worked the small one. I've worked the big ones. I'm committed, and I love the system. And this is the one indelible truth I've learned, Joe, is that I volunteer so that it's done right or correctly. And I've noticed in my experiences that the people that I'm working with, some of them are actually co-workers, because I'm part of such a big agency in LA County. A lot of them are just volunteers doing it for the day. And you know, Joe, I have seen so many arguments among the poll workers, and the arguments are about getting it right. I and 7 other people volunteer in our precincts, and all of us are thinking the same thing. We want to prevent fraud. We want to do it right. And there's over 100,000 jurisdictions in the United States of America that has an incredible amount of volunteers as well. And you know, Joe, I think I'm a believer. And what do I mean by I'm a believer? I believe in this country, and I believe in the system. And I believe that most people are trying to do it right. So, Joe, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying, okay, if there is fraud, come on, guys. We need a little bit more. We need voters to be challenged.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. I believe that we need evidence. Plus the affidavits that you said have been dismissed. They're not the ones that are being presented by the Trump legal team. The Trump legal team has only presented 3 cases of affidavits to the judges. The judges dismissed them, and then they went to the state legislators, who have the ultimate power when it comes to the presidential election. So those other cases which were dismissed were done by, a lot of them were volunteer lawyers. So they may or may not have done the job right, or in certain Democratic counties, maybe they were dismissed. But I believe in evidence myself, regardless of what the topic is. But if you want to bring in the other guy, that's okay with me, because I know what it's like to be kept waiting.
Sorry, Joe. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long. But I do want to bring him on. Caller, 562 area code. You're in on Monday Night America.
Hey, it's Thomas. And
good evening, Thomas.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm not trying to be combative or, you know, retaliatory or anything like that. But I did want to say there were evidence, there were actual cases of voter fraud that were found, and it actually was, I believe there were 2 cases that I know of, and they were both voters. Well, one for sure was a father that tried to go back in line and vote again for his son. And they were both in favor of Trump. And then the other one was also in favor of Trump. I can't remember the specifics on it, but I remember that there was another, a second case of voter fraud found when they did recounts, and when they were petitioned to go into it further.
Okay, Thomas, do you recall where that happened? I generally follow this stuff, but I hadn't really heard of that one yet, because being that I am, you know, I have this program and a lot of people like to answer me back and say that I'm wrong all the time. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I am, but I'm on every Monday night. So I'm here. Here in Southern California, there was a massive case of voter fraud. And I don't know if Joe, you caught this or you, but what was going on was, since we have a large homeless population, there were a lot of people.
The father-son thing was in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay. If you have a link on that, that would be really cool. But, okay, fair enough. The one I'm talking about in Los Angeles.
In the chat room, can I say this, that you were asking about where's the video? There are at least two videos that were taken by cameras at the polling places, which indicate that voter fraud had taken place. So, I just wanted to say that. So go ahead, Joe.
And I thank you, Joe. Are you talking about the one in Georgia?
Where they were taking the suitcases out from beneath the tables? Yeah. And there was another one in Michigan, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know the one in Michigan.
So there was one in Michigan that was about how they were talking about dead people voting. That was actually debunked as false. There was no evidence for computer software glitch in Michigan, which was another very popular one that was being made way through Senator Ted Cruz.
Great.
There was a problem with the software. There was Sharpie votes in Arizona was another big rumor, and that one was attributed false. This is through BBC. This isn't through like Fox or CNN or anything else. I'm trying to go through like an out of country kind of thing.
Or MSNBC. That is also another.
Or MSNBC. Fine. Yeah.
That's another big activist.
Maricopa County Sharpies do not invalidate ballots.
Where did you read this?
Yeah.
I'm on BBC.
Do you have the links?
Oh, BBC. Oh, geez. Okay. That's like NPR.
That's funny. Dream, Thomas, if you have the links, you can post them in the StreamYard page, and I can then bring them over to the chat room right here on NDB Media. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the halfway mark. I do want to welcome Joe, of course. Joe, did you say you were from Illinois or Iowa?
Neither one. Montana.
Oh, Montana, I'm sorry. Damn it. I didn't mean to insult you there, Joe. I apologize.
That's not a problem.
Anyway, we've got Joe from Montana, and of course we have Thomas from Louisiana, which is really cool. So, Thomas, if you're able to go ahead and give me some of those links, I can put them in the chat room. But what I want to say is I want to remind everyone that you can find us on Facebook on NDB Media, and we also have our live feed through Skype. So you can make fun of me and look at the faces when I don't understand what is being said. It's embarrassing. But the videos are there. Joe, whenever I lose the caller, I lean in, unfortunately, because I forget the video is there, and it looks bad, dude. So already, if you can't tolerate the image, then I go in closer, and it's bad, man.
Closer. Sure, make it worse.
So if you guys want to deal with that one, you can go ahead and check it out. But if you do have those links, you have it. Joe, I do want to go back to the thing of being a poll worker myself. And yes, I'm painting you a rosy picture of my experiences. Did we have a case of voter fraud? You know what? We did. And it was one of the earlier elections that a voter voted twice and we didn't know what to do. We reported we turned it over to the registered reporter.
In the stream, sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, not at all. I thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you watching the stream, there it is. I'm going to see if I can copy and paste it, and I probably can't. Oh, too smart for me. Oh, you know what? Let me go to our Facebook page and see if I can copy it there. and then I'll bring it over to the chat room right here.
Well, yeah, I sent it to you, and I also posted it in the chat room.
Where did you send it to me?
Via text.
Oh, via text? Oh, sweet.
And then I also posted it in the room.
Yeah, you know, I thought I would be able to copy it, and unfortunately, I'm not at the moment. But I'm going to be working on that one to see if I can go straight to our Facebook page. But anyway,
well, look, can you copy and paste from wherever he put the link in? Can you copy it to, let's say, a text file on your computer, and then copy it from that text file into the chat room?
Yeah, I should be able to do that right now. Usually I'm much quicker than this, but being older, it's beyond my skill. So I'm just trying to get it right now.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I'm working on it. Funny because he sent it to me to several places. Hey, Dream, or Thomas, it would be great. Can you send it to me via instant messenger? Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You want me to send it to you, too?
I'm sorry?
Do you want me to sing it to you as well?
No, don't sing it. I'm going to scare everyone if we sing it. Don't do that, pal. I apologize. It is in our StreamYard.
Can you copy and paste into a text message and then send it to him?
I am sending it as he requested via Messenger because I don't want to confuse him.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are good. I appreciate it. Oh, my God. You may have heard that little beep. There it is. Okay.
Stay clean.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Here we go. I cannot save the link. I've got to copy link address. Okay, we're going to put it right here in the chat room, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's there. And you know what? I don't think that's going to be the one. I think that's a Facebook one. So let me go ahead and make sure I get it correctly. No, it's okay. I'm actually opening up the article, and I'm getting the link that way. So it's in the chat room on our Facebook page, and it's the last item on there. So if you guys want to head over into our chat page, it is right on there, and that's from BBC. It's actually bbc.com/news/election-us-202-548-11410. So if you guys can get into the chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see the link. It is the one at the bottom. And there it is. I'm going to put it in one more time. So that's good. Dream or Thomas, I do appreciate that. It's really good. So look.
Okay. I'm going to be leaving now. I'm going to let you go back to your show. And so you're on Mondays, huh? Okay, good. I'll probably stop by again and, have a chat with you.
Joe, seriously, but look, I appreciate you calling and asking this. Just whenever someone says anything, man, tell them, where the hell's the proof? And it's because so many people are trying to get their 15 minutes of fame, and it messes it up for all of us. But, Joe, I am a believer. Yeah, and you know, hey, let's talk about this some more. I'm going to do some research, see what I can do, but we are on every Monday. Joe, it's very kind of you for stopping in. Thank you for sharing, and we can talk about this next time. Take it easy, man.
Take care, guys. All right? Yeah.
All right.
Be safe, guys. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate it. You too, man. Be safe. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, already we've got some good stuff going on right now. Thomas, how are you doing, man? How is everything?
I am good. I'm actually at work right now trying to close up and get out of here, but I had to call because this was an interesting conversation we were having, and I'm glad I can be a part of it.
Dream or Thomas? I keep calling you Dream. Sorry, man. Thomas, I wonder why.
What are you saying?
And I do thank you for jumping in, and you know what was really cool about this? Again, ladies and gentlemen, we did not, neither side won. Neither side was correct. But you know what? We started talking about what's out there. And if we can talk about this stuff and have conversations, that's when we win. If it gets to the point where Thomas says something, I'm like, yeah, no. And the famous hand goes up, we lose. Right, Thomas?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point of it. You know, the world would be a much better place if we could talk to each other and actually listen and not just talk to hear ourselves talk. You know, I mean, I kind of defeat the purpose of being on your own show and everything, but, you know, we don't learn anything if we do it that way.
We don't learn.
We don't learn. And if we don't grow together, we're going to grow apart. And that's true. As a country, as a people, as anything, you know, you can't go into it just thinking that I'm right and I'm going to convince you otherwise. You know, I once heard a quote. Well, not a quote, but just like a short story, if you don't mind. There is, you know, only so much you can do when you're speaking to somebody, especially via public format, like either in a public address, a speech, or on here like we do. You know, if I'm having a conversation with Joe, as an example, you know, I'm not trying to convince Joe that he's wrong. All I'm doing is trying to put out information that is accessible, that people can listen to and learn from. And I may never change Joe's mind about this. He may go down for the rest of his life believing that this was a fraudulent election or whatnot. I'm not trying to change his mind. All I'm trying to do is put the information out there for somebody who's listening objectively, who is not sure, who doesn't have the resources to figure out what's going on or doesn't know where to look, you know, and hopefully put it within in front of them so they can make an informed decision for themselves. And whether it's siding towards me or siding towards Joe after they do their research, that's up to them. But my personal belief is I'm going to help put the information out there and help you find out where to look so you're not looking at skewed news or something that, you know, if you listen to somebody that's pro one way or the other, that's all you're going to hear. If you go outside the two main party system, the two main news stations that are fluffer for their respective candidates, then that's all you're going to hear. But if you go outside of that little circle that you're used to listening to, you may find some information that's really going to change, you know, not necessarily your mind, but it'll enlighten you to a bigger picture. You know, you're not trying to look at the Mona Lisa through a pinhole, so to speak.
That's pretty good. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ambush Thomas right now. He and I I've known Thomas for a while now, and I'm going to embarrass him a little bit, but this is how much I respect Thomas, and I don't want to say this all the time, but I'm screwed because it's now being recorded for all eternity. But we were at a meeting. There was a youth group, a whole bunch of kids were talking, and I believe Thomas will remember this. The whole idea of someone coming up to you and asking for money, and both Thomas and I remained quiet about it until the very end. And it was so funny because this was one of the few times where Thomas and I were an item. And I say that sarcastically because I began a sentence and he finished it. And when he began a sentence, I finished it. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but we had a whole bunch of kids talking about, well, I don't want to give money because they're going to use it for liquor. Oh, no, I don't know what they're going to use it for, and maybe for drugs. Do you remember that conversation, Thomas?
I believe I know where you're going with this. Please continue.
Okay. Now, I had remained quiet because we were telling stories, and I told the famous story of my father, and I've told this a few times, so I want to very quickly. My father was a very generous man. If a mail item showed up, there was a check in the mail. He sent it out. He supported every tribe, every monastery, everything that was possible. He did it. And he was, oh my goodness, man, he gave more in a week than I earned in a week. And I mean, you know, your son's having trouble. But anyway, he would give a lot. But if someone came up to him on the street, he would not give a dime. I never understood why. I finally asked my mother, I said, do you know why? Because when he was young, much younger, he went to some events and he was dressed very well, top hat, tails, everything. And he was walking into wherever he was going, and someone, a transient, asked him for money. And this is in the, like, the 50s and 60s. My father reached into his pocket and whipped out a silver dollar, and he gave it to the man. The man looked at it, looked at him, and threw it back at him. And in front of everyone says, a dollar? That's all you give me? You cheap whatever, blah, blah, blah. In front of everyone. My father was mortified. And he just was mortified. He never gave ever since then in public. He always gave in private. And I never understood till it happened to me. Did I tell you about that one, Thomas?
Yes, you have.
Okay. Everyone's heard that one.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something else. This
okay.
is on the opposite end of the spectrum, right? So, when you have somebody that is asking you for money, this is how I've always heard it. What you do says what you give them. If you decide to give it to them, whatever you do says everything about your character. What they do with it says everything about theirs.
Yes.
So that's how
everyone,
I've always.
Yes. And I cut you off and I apologize, but that's my point, folks. This is what I was taught. I remember that moment. That we had mentioned it, the kids were like, I don't want to give money if they're going to use it for that. And I had begun to say, well, but if you are really a good person, and then Thomas finished it. He said, if you really are a good person, it's not for you to determine what they're going to use it for. Otherwise,
yep.
it's just an excuse not to give. Or therefore,
and
it's an exclusive.
I've been out and about, and you know, I've had homeless people. Like I used to work in Santa Monica on the promenade, and
oh, wow. yeah,
there was a homeless guy that had asked me for money when I was working at a particular store, and you know, I didn't have much, but you know, I was gonna go buy lunch, so I was like, you know what, here's $5, go for it. You know, and then I just bought a smaller item than what I was planning on buying. And I saw him, and he bought a sandwich from Subway. It was like a $5 foot long. He had some change and paid for tax and everything. I asked the cashier, you know, after he left and everything, because I was kind of just keeping an eye on him. And I had seen him around a lot. And I'd asked the cashier over there, I was like, does he come in here often? She was like, oh, yeah, he comes in here every week. And I was like, does he always get the same thing? And she was like, yeah, every single time, same sandwich, that's what he gets. He saves up enough until he can get a sandwich, and he's in there buying a sandwich. And it struck me as odd. I was like, well, you know, wouldn't he get sick of it? Or wouldn't you want to get something different every once in a while? But it was the cheapest sandwich on the menu. And it was what he could afford. That was actually like a splurge day for him. And I remember that because like I've seen him with like dollar cheeseburgers and, you know, dollar this or dollar that, dollar menu items from fast food places. But every so often I'd see him with like a $5 footlong And I was like, oh, okay, that's what he does, you know? So what I started doing was I started, like, whenever I see him heading towards Subway, like, I make sure I went in first, and I'd buy a sandwich for him. So
wow.
He'd get up there, and his sandwich was paid for, and he turned around like, what the heck is going on? You know, I'm not trying to say this for, you know, for my benefit. It don't matter to me anymore. I'm not there. But he was able to use that money for something else. You know, and whether it was a drink, whether it was an alcoholic drink or a soda, whether it was a pack of cigarettes, you know, people get mad when they see homeless people buying alcohol. Like, well, guess what? Alcohol keeps you warm when it's really cold. Or when they see them buying a pack of cigarettes. You know, they see them buying a pack of cigarettes. But they don't think that, they don't stop to realize that nicotine and tobacco is actually appetite suppressant. So you're not going to be as hungry later. Now, you're not going to get the nutrition, but a pack of cigarettes, you know, if you smoke them sparingly, you know, you can maybe eat one small sandwich in the morning or in the afternoon or whatever, and that might be all you can afford. But that pack of cigarettes will last you, you know, a couple days at least, and that'll stave off the hunger. You know, I've bought people a pack of cigarettes when, you know, they were like, honestly, man, it gets me through the day without when I can't afford food. You know, I can have a cigarette and I won't be as hungry. I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Let me buy you a pack. There's a lot
of
things that you don't think about.
Right. And, you know, Thomas, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering my way through this. First of all, I want to welcome Richard in the chat room, Mr. Sullivan. It has been a while. I hope you are well. Thanks for stopping in. If you want to give us a call, you know the number, pal. You can give us a call if you want to do your program again. You can always do that too, Richard. But I know I took away from what I was about to say. Folks, for those of you that know and don't know, I'm going to repeat it again. The young man that I'm talking to, Thomas, he was here on the first episode of It Used to Be Tuesday Night in America. It was NDB Radio. He's been here from the very beginning. I've known him since 1999. I respect and admire him, and I stay associated with him because I believe he's a good person, and I'm glad that he joins me. And that's why I kind of set him up on this question. I knew what he was going to say because I was very happy he called in. Folks, I try to be like Thomas. I try to be open. I try to be understanding. I try to be given. When the gentleman Joe called right now, his views differ from mine significantly. And it was very difficult to be open, but I was because someone came to talk to us. And I planted a tiny seed in his thinking. I said, okay, dude, yes, I get it. A lot of people are telling you this, but ask for a little bit more proof. And he really didn't have an answer to that one. And I'm not saying I won. I'm not saying I beat him. I planted a thought in his mind. The dude, if there's an accusation, ask for proof. We here have tried to do that over the years. We've done elections in the past. We try to share the information. We try to get it right ourselves. Dream, I think we've gotten it right more often than getting it wrong, right?
You're right. You're right.
Have we gotten it wrong? Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you're not getting it wrong, if you don't get it wrong, then you're not doing it right.
Then that means I eternally get it right. Because I'm always getting it wrong.
Well, let me clarify that. If you're always right, that means you're not expanding your thoughts. You're not growing as a person, because you're only staying in that one little area that you know. You have to expand and look at different things and look at different, you know, topics. Expand where you're looking, because that's the only way to grow as a person, and that's the only way to find out more information. You know, like I was saying earlier to Joe, it's like if you only look at that one little place, you know, that's all you're going to see. You know, and then you find out, oh, my goodness, well, maybe I was wrong about that. You know, not necessarily Joe, but I'm saying, like, in general, like, if you expand your horizons, you'll find out, oh, maybe I was wrong about that. And then you can grow and you can learn and you can have more intelligent discussions. And that's part of being a well-rounded human being. You know, you can't just, you know, stick with peanut butter and jelly your whole life.
Yeah, I can't. I wouldn't. I want to try Pho Grace. And that's the correct pronunciation, right? Pho Grace?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Pho, as if there was a letter Q at the end.
All right. I like it. You guys saw it earlier. I'm going to put it up one more time. Thomas is the manager and owner, along with his beautiful wife, right there in Hammond, Louisiana. Pho Grace. You can find them on Facebook. We've done some play for them earlier. You guys have to do a commercial. We got to talk about this. Our numbers, our NDB Media, are skyrocketing right now. I am very quiet about the numbers, but I don't know what's going on. The likes are just through the roof, and we are grateful. So we got to advertise your program whenever you go. So, Dream, we have to talk about when someone goes into your restaurant and says, I heard of you guys on Monday Night in America. We got to see how we're going to reward them. You're like, yeah, whatever, dude.
I will direct them to Sports Talk with the Guys.
Oh, you're funny. All right, that's fair.
No, we will. You know what? We might do something about that. We got to figure it out.
Yes, I really do want to do something like that, and it would be really, really cool because our numbers, much to my shock, are really beginning to pick up. But that's neither here nor there. Guys, it did turn into a mutual admiration. There it is, 90 seconds. It did turn into a mutual admiration society at the very end, but it did in a humble way, guys and girls, everyone listening. You guys know we've been on air we're in our 13th year. The reason why we do it is because we try to keep it straight. We try to keep it open. We listen, and we try to talk things through. And that's what we try to do here. I may have stuttered when I said that right now, so forgive me. But it's all good. I do want to say that I am thankful for Thomas for joining me. And next week, we are going to have the Nightmare Hunter. The Nightmare Hunter returns on Monday Night in America. So that should be a lot of fun. We have some new sightings that we're going to be talking about.
What is the Nightmare Hunter? You mentioned that.
Find us on Facebook, the Nightmare Hunter.
Oh, man.
There's a little bit more to it, but the Nightmare Hunter is a new program that we're doing on Monday nights, and we're talking about those things that go bump in the night that have been witnessed, that have been seen. And we're going to be talking about it. And we went over. We're at exactly 1 minute. And we're going to lose our live feed. But as you know, Thomas, stay on with us. But we're good. We're going to end this program on our terms. Again, I want to thank the indelible Thomas for joining us. This was good. I appreciate it, man. It's always nice when I have someone joining me live. We're incredibly thankful for our numbers, folks. We're stunned at how many people listen to us. Oh, you know what? Well, I got Dream right now. I want to go over our audience. I want to see if they changed. This is our listener base. Have they changed? Here we go. Our number one audience, United States, is holding steady at 89.76. The United Kingdom has jumped to 1.8%. Spain is in control of third at 1.18. Hola, cabrones! Canada is 0.72. And much to our shock, in fifth place, Poland at 0.55, man. Unbelievable. We love you guys all. Lekwalesa, solidarity!
Hey, I got a joke for them. I got a joke for Spanish speakers. So,
thank you, Richard.
What do you
go ahead.
what do you call Winnie the Pooh's toes?
What do you call them?
Putos.
Oh, my God. Viva, viva, viva España. That's pretty good. I like that. Hey, Richard, thank you for your comments, man. You're more than welcome to join us, Richard. If you'd like to join us live on the program, we're doing the video now. We're still doing Blog Talk Radio for a little while longer. It is official after about 13 years. We're pretty much coming to an end with Blog Talk Radio. It's still going to be well into 2021, but I don't think we're going to be doing Blog Talk Radio beyond July 1st. That's a pretty much hard date. It looks like StreamYard is good, but there are a few others that I'm going to be experimenting with for a little while, but there we are. So you're
all right.
Welcome.
I got one more Spanish one.
Okay. Oh, andale.
All right. Have you heard about the Mexican magician?
No, señor.
Well, he is very good. He told his audience, on the count of three, I'm going to disappear. And he started counting. He said, uno.
You're so intense.
Dos. And he disappeared without a trace.
All right. That is a little unfair. That is for the Spanish audience. That's very good, Thomas. You don't speak Spanish, man.
No, I don't. I don't speak Vietnamese either, but I figured that one out.
Oh, that's pretty good. Like I say, Richard, you ever want to join us live, let me know, man. Richard Sullivan, who's in the chat room and has been watching us for a little bit, thank you for your comments. I don't remember exactly, but the minute we kind of met up on Blog Talk Radio, it was absolutely hilarious. He did a program called the Almighty Sports Show. But what Richard would do is he always went by the acronym. Almighty Sports Show. That's easy, huh, Thomas?
AMSS?
No! Almighty Sports Show!
Oh,
get rid of the
Almighty,
M.
One word.
Almighty,
you
yes.
All
right.
Yes,
I
love
my
it.
Accent. Forgive me.
You did not phrase that correctly.
Yes,
you
it was
said
my
the
accent.
Almighty Sports Show.
Forgive me.
Your cadence
is my accent. Issa, my accent. I apologize. The Pipples don't understand me. That might be a little moral to game played on that one.
You got to let me know when that the Nightmare Hunters is ready to go, because I got some stories to tell.
Oh,
I've got some
awesome.
Good stuff.
Yes, that's going to be next Monday, folks. We are going to be doing the Nightmare Hunter again next Tuesday. So, next Monday. So please go ahead and join us, and we'll see how it goes. But it's really good. Author D.A. Roberts will probably be joining us and a few others. But we are going to be talking about some stuff that we've seen. By the way, I did have a sighting myself when I went to Big Bear, and it's on videotape. So if you find on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, the Nightmare Hunter with Roger Noriega, you'll know you hit the page. The Nightmare Hunter with Roger Noriega. So it's really cool.
Up. Because when somebody
Only
says, "Where's
Kimo
the proof?"
Yes. Oh, and Richard, look, I love the way everyone can comment and then we can put it up on the screen. I think that is so awesome. For everyone who's Blog Talk Radio, I apologize, but over on StreamYard on our Facebook page, it is really cool. Some of the options, and we're not even using the premium options yet. But yes, I'd love to hear your stories, Dream. But I did see something. If you go over to that page, you'll see my video. It was about 11:30 in the morning, and I think I was at between 6,000 and 7,000 feet on Highway 38. So check out the video. We're going to be talking about
Thank
it
you.
Next week. All right. Everyone else, again, thanks, everyone, for spending a little bit of time with us. This is Monday Night America. Richard, what a thrill, man. I'm glad you're well, buddy. At least I hope you are, man. Thanks for spending time with us. Thomas, thanks, buddy. I know you're working late. I love you, man. You too, Richard. Love you too, man. I love everyone that listens to us. Guys,
and thank you
safe.
To Joe for calling in.
And to Joe for calling in. Yes, you're right. Folks, we're all in this together, man. Just remember that. And if we can all listen a little bit more, if we can all take just a fraction of an extra second, we all benefit, man. And it's good. And that's what we like doing here. If we can entertain you, we can get you away from the stuff. That's what we try to do. And yes, are we full of ourselves? Well, think about this. We've done video. We're still doing camera. Someone's in the chat room that said, tell Dream hi. I don't know who's in the chat room as well. So someone has logged in under the NDB Media. Could be Roz. Could be Peter. I don't know who it is. Could be one of the other administrators. But they did say hi to you, Dream.
Yay. Hi.
Hopefully they'll let us know. Yeah.
Hi, person.
All right, guys. Hopefully they'll let us know who it is. But anyway, Nightmare Hunter next week. This Saturday, Sports Talk with the Guys, 6 a.m. Pacific time. Richard, dude, you should join us Saturday morning. It'd be a lot of fun, dude. Your program was hilarious. The Almighty Sports Show. It was a lot of fun, man. And just come spend some time with us on Saturday. It'd be cool, too. All right, guys, that's it for us. We're done here. And, again, Dream, my love, my brother, thanks for joining me, man. It was fun.
For sure, dude. Nick, I will catch you on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks, every Saturday morning.
That's it. 6 a.m. Pacific time. All right, guys, we'll see you.